Hello.
You are.
Hello.
John, moment, please, sir.
Come your way, and I just wish that there's more I could do about it.
Oh, well, fine. Thank you, Mr. President. Well, things are pretty good here. We haven't had any report of any casualties, anyone hurt, and the people have been terrific, the way they've responded, volunteering, coming into the police station, see what they can do to help, and we haven't had any report of any looting of any kind. We've had all the police, fire departments, all of our agencies all out, and although we've had some traffic jams at some of the bridges and people can't get out to the country, we'll be all right, I should think, in about 4 or 5 hours from now. About a fourth of the city is now lit up, or will be within an hour, and then the rest will just move ahead as fast as they can do it. They can't put too much pressure on the power, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But things are proceeding in an orderly way, and appreciate Mr. Califano. Your man called us, and Califano, I guess it is.
Yeah, that's right.
And we certainly appreciate it, but there's nothing we can do right at this point except to wait for another 4 or 5 hours, and then we'll be, I think, fully restored.
They give you any explanation what they think happened?
We know that it happened at a spot about, I think, 10 miles or 20 miles west of Buffalo. This station up there went out, and it affected the whole grid, and of course we're way down at the bottom, and it hit us, but it hit the whole northeast area as well. I think that I'm sure everyone will want to take a look to see how one little spot up there can throw us all off for so long.
Yeah, we got the Power Commission Chairman Swidler's on it tonight, and we'll cooperate with your people everywhere in the world we can. Now, Bob, what about your people in the elevators and things like that?
They didn't have too many. They had some, but they were very patient, and we had our police and our fire department. They went out, and as far as we know, we got them pretty much all out. We got them all out of the subways. In an orderly way, and as I said before, we haven't had a report of even one casualty of any kind.
Well, wonderful. Mighty proud of you, Bob. I wanted you to know I was thinking of you, and anything that we got is yours for the asking.
All right. Thanks, Mr. President.
Give my love to you. Bob, give me my love to your sweet wife.
I will, and if it's all right, I'll report back to you or anybody you suggest tomorrow morning.
You just do that. Call Joe Califano or me either, whichever's convenient
for you. Goodness, President. Joe, take care of yourself. We need you, now.
Well, thank you. I'm stretched out and I'm a little old, but I'm going to make it.
Yeah, you're in great shape.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, yeah, bye.